3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
It's Iowa State Football Media Day over in Ames. We'll hear from Coach Matt Campbell coming up. The first college football poll of the year is out, and that is the subject of our Eagles Hideaway poll question. Want to get your input on that. We'll talk baseball with Cal Eldred. Also, John Cranton from Jim Five Sports in Las Vegas. All that coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Greetings and welcome, Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, coming your way, leading you up to the NFL. It is back tonight, the Hall of Fame game from Canton. We hope. We tried it last year. Didn't happen. No word on if the paint took or anything like that, but it could be a wet one tonight. Hopefully no lightning. We've got it for you at 7 o'clock at 1600 AM and 106.3 FM as it'll be the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Twins baseball on 107.5 FM coming your way tonight as well. Good afternoon, 5 past 3. Lots to get to here on the program before 4 o'clock here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, as we get ready to talk sports with you out there. And take you through the 4 o'clock hour. A lot of football, got some baseball going on, and you attended the bowling meeting last night. How are you?
Welcome to August.
Yeah, a little bit of everything going on right now. No changes in the... Everyone's on pins and needles. Pin pals are back. One team extra, so we have 13. Other than that, not a whole lot change in the Evergreen League.
Well, I don't know if I told you, last year you won the most improved bowler in the league.
They retired it.
You were the very last most improved bowler in the Evergreen League.
If there is a cup, do I get to keep it?
I don't think you got anything, did you?
Come on, Austin. Yeah, I got. Mike Costin's got me a medallion.
Oh, that's right.
He got me a medallion, so that was cool. That was cool, and I will always be the answer to the trivia question. We got more important things to do, right?
I hope you're the most improved golfer in the Senior City Am tomorrow.
I hope so, too. Looking forward to that at 7:30 tomorrow morning. But we'll be here with many tales to tell, I'm sure, tomorrow on the Friday edition of the program. And we're going to talk to Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com tomorrow. Iowa State Media Day today over in Ames. I held it this morning over the Bergstrom Football Complex. And Matt Campbell meeting the media today and all the Cyclones. And I think the watchword was, as it is with most of these events, optimism over there in Ames today, coming off a 3-9 season for Iowa State.
I'm one right now, and I reserve the right to change my opinion, but I think this could be, maybe, a breakout year for Iowa State. I'm not saying contending for a championship or anything like that, but I think getting closer to a bowl appearance, I think it's going to be a heck of an offense. If Jacob Park is consistent at quarterback, the receiving core is terrific with Alan Lazard. You got, I think, 3 capable running backs.
Led by Montgomery.
And Warren. And, you know, there's questions here and there like every other team has. But I think this team has a chance to be pretty decent.
Offensive line, I think, is going to be better. Headed up by Julian Good-Jones and Bryce Meeker. A couple Cedar Apidians in there. Defense is going to be the name of the game. Can Iowa State stop people? Because I agree with you. I think the offense is going to be okay. But can, especially up front, that front group for Iowa State, can they stop people, especially in the Big 12?
Gave up over 200 yards rushing a game last year, and that's really tough to win games when the number's that high.
Yeah, and Matt Campbell talking about that in Ames today and talking about the improvement of his football team and just how that goes about.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us was to teach those invaluable lessons of, A, one word you said is how to be a team, and then two, what's a team look like when you're trying to compete to now win games. And you know, I'll even start this off. Everybody knows I've talked so much about the process to get there. But I think those, the end of last football season, winning some of those games, and really, for me, it was losing some of those really close, hard, tough games last year that were invaluable learning experiences for our football team. And what we were able to do this offseason is we were able to really understand that, hey, this is what we were talking about. It got to the fourth quarter of some of those games, and we're inches away, or there's a play here and a play there that we don't make that. But yet, a year ago in that offseason, we weren't putting the time and effort to make those plays. And I think what our kids did is they carried those lessons, and some of those, I think we learned so much more sometimes by when things don't go well, that I think we were able to really couple that with a great offseason, a great summer, and put that together to prepare ourselves for now what is fall camp.
Optimism, optimism, optimism. And Matt Campbell is certainly that guy that can lead. And it is still year two. Keep that in mind. Still year two of the process of getting things rolling again in Ames over there. And it's going to be – it's so many key games this year as far as Iowa State is concerned. But you take a look at things, and if Iowa State wants to go to a bowl game, if they want to get to six wins, even more than that – you look at those first three games, and man, oh man. You and I, the opener, home to Iowa and on the road at Akron, which is not going to be a layup. Does Iowa State have to go 3-0 in those, in your opinion, to go to a bowl game?
I don't think necessarily, no. I think 2 would be great. 3 would be terrific. Iowa State gets past those three at 2-1, and I'm not saying they're going to lose to any of them or which one. The Cyclones will lose too, but I think 2-1 would be just fine. Give them some momentum going into. I mean, last year, and Matt Campbell referred to this, they played 5 games in which were decided by a touchdown, and won only one of them, and that was Kansas. Lost 4 games by a touchdown or fewer points, and that's what he was talking about, is making that play, making those couple plays, either offensively or defensively, that gets you over the hump. And that's a difficult thing to do.
Very much so. Your thoughts on Iowa State at 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, if you'd like to weigh in here today. Also today, and it's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, and it is brought to you, of course, by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast. The Coaches Top 25 came out on August 3rd, Mark. You have been a proponent of the fact that polls should not come out until much later in the season, and that is the subject of our poll question today.
Yeah, I participated in many Associated Press football and basketball polls, and I'd have to say the preseason one is probably the most difficult to assemble and, frankly, the one I didn't look forward to. And I believe that the first poll should come out around October. But what do you think? When should the first college football poll be released? Give you three choices at KGYMRadio.com. Should it be before the season, like today, after the first weekend of games, or the first week of October? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
First college football poll that goes into the playoff is not released, I believe, until the games in November, after that last week of October. Right in that area, anyway. And that way you get a good base. The committee takes a look at what the teams have done as far as their achievements, as far as their shortcomings, schedule, whatever the case may be. This top 25, this is basically rerun from last year with a few differences, one including the Iowa Hawkeyes, who were, as Alex Kuhn pointed out to us, were 15th in the preseason poll a year ago, got five votes this year. Alabama is the number one team, 49 first place votes for Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. Ohio State second. By the way, the Big Ten with 4 teams in the top 10, which leads the entire poll. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Florida State 3. Oh, by the way, 1-3 play in the first week, which should be very entertaining. USC comes in at number 4. Clemson 5, the defending national champions got 7 first-place votes. They've got to replace almost everybody off of that team. Penn State, 6. Washington, likewise, almost replacing the entire team for the Huskies. I think that's way high. Oklahoma, 8th. Michigan, 9th. And Wisconsin, 10th. 4 Big Ten teams in there. One from the Big 12 in there as well. And you got Alabama at their usual perch at number 1. Okie State is 11th. LSU, Auburn, 12-13. Stanford, Georgia, 14-15. I think Stanford's a little high myself. Florida, 16. Louisville is 17th with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. Miami Hurricanes, 18th. K-State, 19th. I like the Wildcats this year. West Virginia in at number 20. I think that's a little high for West Virginia. South Florida, 21. Virginia Tech, 22. Texas, 23, who's had, I believe, 2 straight non-winning seasons. Tennessee, 24, with the hot seat for Butch Jones, and Utah, 25. So it doesn't change a whole lot.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things to do is look back on this poll at the end of the season. And I'm going to bet you that Michigan is not in the top 10 at the end of the season.
I'll bet you Clemson's not in the top 10.
And I'm going to bet you probably Wisconsin will not be.
I can see that, though.
319-366-1600. Your thoughts, Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. That's jkainvest.com. Kyle Mann also here. Field your phone calls. That's the same number as the text line.
Yep. And we're going to talk to John Cranton coming up in a moment. Also, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up in a moment as well. And, the top 25 kind of pat from usual where it's at. I like Alabama. Love the quarterback position, but they lost a ton on defense. So we'll see. They may outscore people a little bit more this year.
Like Southern Cal.
Yeah.
Sam Darnell at the quarterback position. Clay Helton, I like as a coach.
Yeah.
I think that's a team to watch out the whole for the whole season. 27-46 on the text line. I don't think it should come out until October. Teams play too many cupcakes up till then.
Well, you don't know what's happening either at that point. I mean, teams are, like I said, it's the same. You can put 15 of these teams in there, and every year in the preseason poll, they're going to be there. Texas is a great example. What has Texas done lately? Nothing. They've fired a couple coaches lately. That's all they've done. And they are in the top 25. Yeah, they brought in Tom Herman, and he's been the savior as far as being a coordinator and then a head coach at the University of Houston. But we shall see on that.
Where's P.J. Fleck? Where's Minnesota? I thought they were going to be great shakes this year.
Hold on to that thought.
All right,
hold on to that thought. 16 past the hour 3, we're going to take a quick break, come back. John Cranton's going to join us on the other side, get your thoughts as well on college football polls. I think John's got a thought on the college football polls as well. So stay tuned, more to come after this Thursday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super-duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels have fireworks sponsored by Bank of the West this Friday night. But that's not the only firepower we have in store for our fans. It's also Superhero Night. See Captain America, Batgirl, Black Widow, The Flash, and Hawkeye at the game. And the first 1,000 fans receive a superhero hat sponsored by Electronics Engineering. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes, KGYM.
We are back, 318. Cal Eldred will talk some baseball with us coming up here in just a little bit on the Thursday edition of the program. Iowa State held their football media day earlier on today. Top 25 college football poll is out. as far as the coaches are concerned, and I'll put that loosely, Mark, coaches, because who knows in reality how many of the coaches have actually sat down and done the homework. More often than not, it's usually the lowest coach on the rung of the ladder in the program comes up with these things.
Of course.
Am I right?
Of course.
All right. Very good. John Cranton set to join us right now from Las Vegas. Jim Feist Sports is the Twitter account at Jim Feist Sports. JimFeist.com is the website. And, John, you'd like to weigh in on our poll question, wouldn't you?
I certainly would. I have the answer. The poll should come out February 8th, right after the Super Bowl. Is that too early for you guys?
There are polls that come out couple days, the early polls, not they aren't official obviously, but they do come out on the websites.
Yeah, I was just looking at the poll that I put together with Jim, the top 40, and we've got Kansas State 13. I heard you mention them, that you think they're going to be pretty good. We have them there, and we actually have Texas 17th, and I know a lot of people say, wait a minute, the team hasn't won in a while. When you look at the stats of Texas last year on offense and the returning talent, you think, well, that team was pretty good, probably 8-4, but they weren't. So that the thinking is they got all these guys back. Their defense underachieved. They should be better. So it's a team a lot of people, including us, looking at as a bounce back season. So we're giving them a little credence too.
Talk about early. Well, in this case, odds. We've got Thanksgiving Day odds, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here. But tonight, first preseason game, John, Cardinals and Cowboys. I got a quarter out. Do I flip a quarter? Is that the best way to figure these games out?
Football's back!
That's the important point, correct. Yeah, see, Vegas had a line of Dallas minus 1 point favorite a couple weeks ago, 36.5, and it's pretty much pick 'em tonight. But what we notice is the total has gone way down to 35, so the majority of people who do bet on these games, and Jim pointed out, he said, football's here. It doesn't matter what the game is. People are going to put something on it. They're so fired up. So most people looking at a low-scoring game. Yeah, you're right. It's not going to be an exciting game tonight just because of all the changes. Bruce Arians has already admitted not a single starter is going to take the field. So you're going to have to look at Blaine Gabbert playing most of the snaps, and he's seen a lot of time as a NFL quarterback, and then Trevor Knight, too, being in there. And then the Dallas kind of got some of the early the betting line, but I don't really understand it. They're not going to go with their starters for the most part. Kellen Moore will play. He hasn't played in a year because of a broken ankle. You got Luke McCown. And then you get this rookie, Cooper Rush. Have you guys heard of him as a quarterback?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
He's a Mac guy, yep. Central Michigan. So you'll probably see a lot of him. Definitely fourth quarter, maybe even third. But the thing, it'll be fun to watch, but he's a big question mark because highly cerebral guy, he got tremendous grades, so he's very smart. The downside is he's kind of slow in the pocket, and you know, when you go from the MAC to now NFL defensive players, even backups, third and fourth stringers like this, you're going to be seeing a lot of speed. So that'll be a thing interesting to watch tonight. I can understand why people might lean toward a low scoring game, and even Arizona, because Cowboys, the coaching staff doesn't care about these preseason games. Historically, when they play on field turf, they're 7-19 against the Vegas number. A year ago, they opened against the Rams, and they lost 28-24, getting outscored 21-0 in the second half. They didn't care at all, and Dallas had an edge that game, which we didn't know about at the time, and that was Dak Prescott. He was dazzling in the first half. Well, not going to see him tonight. They want to keep him healthy, and then they just didn't care at all, as the Rams of all teams ran up 21 points, and then the other road game, they didn't play well. They lost by 10 at Seattle. They were 1-3. So I can't back Dallas in this one as the odds are, but I will look for a defensive game, maybe 13-9, one touchdown score tonight.
Well, they didn't play last year because of the paint gate, and there's rain forecasted for tonight, maybe even some storms. So hopefully they get this one in, because there'll be a lot of disappointed people if that game isn't played 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. And I'll point out that they have numbers up, actually, for next week's games. Denver Broncos at Chicago Bears, it is a pick'em game, and 36, Mark, if you want to get your money ready.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit of baseball coming up tonight. It'll be at Fenway Park, the White Sox and the Red Sox. Yoan Moncada is back in the White Sox lineup. The best news that I can find is the White Sox will not have to face Chris Sale during this particular series. Other than that, we're looking to 2020 on the South Side.
Well, we're looking at a huge betting number here. Boston line a 270 favorite, total of 9.5, almost $3 favorite. Yeah, Chicago offense struggling, 14 strikeouts yesterday, had a couple of injuries. Moncada, if he can play with that knee, that'll be a plus for them. On the mound is Miguel Gonzalez. The pitching staff has struggled without Sale this year, but Gonzalez actually, he's put together three straight quality starts, a 33-year-old veteran, so perhaps he can continue that tonight. And then am I going to back Boston as a $3 favorite with this offense that doesn't hit home runs and with Rick Porcello on the mound? Think about this. He's a $3 favorite. He's 4-14 on the year, 4.5 ERA. They've lost five straight that he started. The one catch is that he hasn't pitched that bad his last four starts, allowing 4-3-1-1 runs. And they let him go deep in the game. 7, 8, 6, and 8 innings pitched, whether he's on or not. This is a game I can't back the side with this. So I'll look at it more of a defensive game. Boston's bullpen has rested because of the rainout yesterday. And keep in mind, when Boston is at home, 28-1 under the total here at Fenway, not the hitter's park, you might imagine. So I'll look for a 4-3 defensive game.
In Kansas City, John, Seattle and the Royals get together. The Royals are really hot after the All-Star break. Seattle's still a dangerous team. We've got Gallardo against Cahill. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good game tonight. Two winning teams, both with 55 wins on the year. And streaky Kansas City, you can look at it as a 1-4 run or a 10-4 run because they've been playing pretty decent these last couple weeks. The pitching staff is top 10. It's the offense that overall they have bad numbers, but they've been playing better of late. They had a tough game yesterday on the road at Baltimore. In fact, they had a whole series where they struggled, but they've been much better at home. Five straight games they've won at home. They go with a newcomer here, Trevor Cahill, picked up from San Diego. He did not pitch well in his first start here with the Royals, a 9-8 loss at Boston. So you have to wonder, this guy, one of these guys, was not suited for the American League. Well, overall, his numbers are actually pretty good. A lot of strikeouts, too, so he gets another chance to redeem himself. Seattle's kind of the opposite of Kansas City, and that is top-10 offense, but the pitching staff has struggled, and we're going to see their worst starter tonight, Giovanni Gallardo, 5-7 record, ERA over 5. And you won't see much of Gallardo if you watch the game, because he pitches 5 innings or less in 7 of his last 8 starts. With the bullpen of Kansas City being fine, that's how I look at this game. I think a good bounce-back spot for the home team. Here, I'll go with Kansas City 5-3 against the road-weary Mariners.
John, finally in baseball, we'll have the game tonight for you on 107.5 at 7 o'clock. Twins and the Texas Rangers going at it. Texas, of course, got rid of Yu Darvish last week at about this time at the trading deadline. And, of course, the Twins, they need some wins. Both these teams need wins. And how's it going to play out tonight?
Well, Minnesota slight favorite here, -130, high total of 9.5. You got a Texas team that's kind of strange offensively, 7th in baseball in runs scored, but they're 23rd in on base percentage, kind of an all or nothing offense, and that's because they are 2nd in baseball in home runs. Imagine that. The two Texas teams, Houston, the Astros, and the Rangers, are 1-2 in baseball in home runs. They're not playing well, a 1-4 skid. You got a nice break here with A.J. Griffin returning from the 60-day DL starting tonight. He's got a winning record, kind of struggling with an ERA this year, but you know, last year was 7-4. 2 years ago, he was a 14-game winner, so he's an arm to have, although I can't imagine he's going to go a lot of innings tonight. So it's tough to back Texas when you don't know what you're going to get, a guy who just has been on the shelf for 2 months. And then the Twins, a 5-10 run, but they have one of their better arms going here in Mejia. He's got very good strikeouts for the season. In the last three starts, he's allowed 2, 2, and 1 run. Oddly enough, he's been great on the road, and he's got a high ERA, 4.91 at home. I think that's kind of an anomaly because he's had twice as many innings at home. But there's a good spot here for the home team against the Texas team that kind of failed, as you mentioned, trading Darvish. So I also think this total is high because it's a pretty good pitcher's park there in Minnesota. So I'll go with the home team 4-3 in the defensive game. Because Texas in game one of series, 20-8 under the total. Don't look for a lot of runs.
John, Black Friday only 113 days away, but not too early to talk about odds for that day.
Now, let me get this straight. We can't have college football polls until October, but we are going to talk about Thanksgiving football.
Odds are a different thing.
Okay.
Scott.
Okay. Very good.
Of course, we got Iowa, Nebraska in that traditional Friday game. You got Nebraska by 3 right now, huh, John?
yeah, I was walking through the sports book over the weekend, and I was looking at the odds. I go, my goodness, I got Thanksgiving numbers up, so I grabbed. But yeah, Iowa was a 3-point underdog at Nebraska. Obviously, it's way too far out to get too fired up. But the thing about the game is, you got both teams where they have some new quarterbacks that are kind of working in. Nebraska was a perfect 7-0 at home last year. However, they got two new quarterbacks, Tanner Lee and Pat O'Brien, a pocket passer battling it out. And the defense was very good for Nebraska last year, but they lost 7 key players. But here's the thing, Iowa just had their number in last year's game. Nebraska needed a win with a shot at the Big Ten title game on the line, and Iowa just crushed them 40-10. That was one of two blowout losses that Nebraska had. Ohio State was the other one. And in that game, Wadley ran crazy, a 75-yard touchdown run. Riley McCarron had a 77-yard touchdown pass. And in the end, it was the Iowa ground game, 264 yards rushing. Nebraska just 90. And if you go back 2 years ago when they played on this field, Iowa was ranked number 4 in the nation at the time, and they won that one 28-20 with a significant edge in rushing, 153 yards. The defense had 4 interceptions. So this Nebraska defense, Iowa's dominated them up front. That's going to have to be the start if Nebraska wants to try and pull a rare win against the Hawkeyes.
I know this is tough, John, but what if you had to guess, which way do you think this line will move, or will it?
Well, let's see. Yeah, it definitely will move. Yeah, a lot of these can move by even a touchdown. If the Iowa defense plays the way it has the last couple of years, dominant, yeah, you'd see money coming in on the road underdog with the great defense.
Iowa State, by the way, on November 25th, on that Saturday, is a 14.5-point dog at Manhattan against Kansas State. Can I have, let's see, I plucked it out of here. Oh, the Apple Bowl. Washington's a 15.5-point favorite at home against Washington State. Give me the captain of the ship in the middle of the ocean, Mr. Leach, in that one, and 16 points against a Washington team that lost everybody from last year. I will take that right now.
I'll look for a high-scoring game there. The one I didn't send you on the other side is Ohio State is at Michigan that same weekend. What do you think that number is?
Ooh.
Where's it at?
At Michigan.
At Michigan. I would say Michigan 2.
Buckeyes 6.
It's Buckeye 6. Were you cheating?
Wow.
No, I didn't, John. No.
Okay, well, you're right.
Where do I apply? Where do I apply?
Do you get another office out there for Mark?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can see your name on it.
Oh, man. See, we're having fun talking Thanksgiving football already here, but it's great to have football back. But you got a free play, I think, dealing with baseball tonight, John. Tell us about that. Tell us a little bit about Jim Fife Sports as well.
Sure, the high total in that Texas-Minnesota game. I'll go with the Twins-Rangers under the total. If you're looking for free odds each day with baseball and football, as well as videos and free articles, Jim Fife put a blog up today on the NFL. You can check out all that at jimfife.com.
All right, John. Enjoy the football tonight.
Yes, thank goodness it's here.
even this game.
I will be watching.
All right. Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
We'll see you then, guys.
3:32 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Miami Dolphin fans, you can exhale now. As you probably have heard, Ryan Tannehill went down with an apparent knee injury earlier on today in practice, and they have already had an MRI, and it looks like it was just a tweak to the knee. The Colin Kaepernick watch continues. Back to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress. All right, 3:32, we'll take a break. We'll talk Major League Baseball when we come back. Cal Eldred will join us right after this here on KGYM.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. 31. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
And we are back at 3:35 here on the Thursday edition of The Gym Class, KGYM. Got the poll question up for you to think about and vote on at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by Umo's Hideaway. Deals with college football and the college football polls at come out very early, including today. The coaches' preseason top 25 came out.
When should the first college football polls be released? Should be before the season, as today, after the first weekend of games, or the first week of October. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com.
Go ahead and vote, and we'll let you know how that plays out. By the way, happy 40th birthday today to Tom Brady, who is 40 today. And said he's going to play till his mid-40s. So, yeah, apparently he's off and running and ready to go as far as that is concerned. Zach Johnson was on the course today, too. They went early today at Firestone because they're anticipating all that rain that's coming for the Hall of Fame game tonight.
Yep, first-round play completed at Firestone in Akron, the WGC Championships, the fourth one of the year. Zach Johnson with a 1-under par 69. Very solid opening round. He's tied for 15th in this really limited field, 75, 76 players, some of the best in the world, 18 major champions in the event. I call it a line your pockets event, but it's prestigious nonetheless. Your leaders right now, Thomas Peters at 5-under par. He has the lead outright, one over Russell Knox, and then a group at 3-under par, including Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm.
There you go. Rory playing with a new caddy this week. They had a falling out to save the friendship. Interesting right there. We're going to talk baseball, though, right now. Cal Eldred set to join us. He usually does on Tuesdays, but he was tied up with meetings and whatnot. And
circling the wagons in Kansas City.
In Kansas City. You got everything. You got everything taken care of and pointed in the right direction for the stretch run here, Cal.
Well, you guys know last week was a busy one in the game of baseball. And I spend most of my time with the minor league clubs and I'm somewhere between Omaha and Northwest Arkansas right now. So, but there's just was a lot going on. We had kids what a lot of people don't see is there's trades going on the major league end. And then when there's young players involved in these trades, there's a lot of other moving parts, people that come off a 40-man roster so you can make space. So there's always something to do and very interesting and lots of decisions to be made.
Yeah, and certainly a lot of people don't think about that as far. I have been because the Sox are restocking their minor leagues, but that doesn't happen usually. You're thinking about what's going to happen up front with the major league team. There was a lot of movement this year. I thought it was great. I thought it was fascinating. A lot of winners this year, at least right now anyway.
Yeah, I look at the deals and I think – I think the Yankees, I was interested in watching to see where Sonny Gray would go. You just knew that Oakland was going to do something. And I find it fascinating, guys, and I cannot remember any time that I've ever seen a starting pitcher of the caliber of Sonny Gray or a player that with that caliber being traded for three players. We've seen that before, but when two of them are on the disabled list and one being a young right-handed pitcher who is just coming off of Tommy John surgery, and which means he hasn't even been playing catch yet. So and another player that has a hamstring issue or a knee issue, and you know, I'm kind of scratching my head. That would have never taken place in years past, but obviously with all the medical stuff that's gone on, people have a lot of confidence in that. But I think the Dodgers also add Yu Darvish, and I don't know if I question whether the Dodgers would have done that if Kershaw wouldn't be on the disabled list, but they've got the players to do it, and they just made themselves a better team.
Cal, obviously the trade deadline has passed, but it doesn't mean you can't trade players. Reading stories about Justin Verlander being placed on revocable waivers by the Tigers, and waivers work interestingly in terms of who you can trade a player to, only the team that claims him, so on and so forth. But my larger question is, do major league players know when they're put on waivers? Because I've heard stories, people like Mike Trout and Bryce Harper being thrown on waivers unbeknownst to them.
Yeah, no, massive majority of the time, guys do not know that they're on waivers. This is something that a lot of players don't pay any attention to. And nothing really is made of it from a media standpoint, because so few of these turn into waiver claims. And even if they're claims, they still don't turn into trades. And it's a very it's not real complicated, but it is kind of complicated. You can put them on revocable waivers one time, and then that means if a team claims them, that team has a chance to those two teams can trade each other with that player, or the club can then pull the player back, and they can do that one time. If they put the player on waivers the second time and they're claimed, they're gone. The player is gone. So this is just kind of a throw it out there and see what clubs may be interested in what players that you have in your system, and especially on your 40-man roster. It's really only one of the ways you can find out if other teams are interested in the players that you have, so that maybe you can cut a deal.
The other thing right now, there's some significant injuries. You mentioned Clayton Kershaw. McCullers is back on the disabled list. Scherzer went out of his start with some neck problems. He's going to be going to a chiropractor, the way it sounds. And just everywhere up and down the line, Andrew Miller with the Cleveland Indians going on the disabled list yesterday. So there's some significant teams with some very key pieces out right now.
Well, and you mentioned one of them. I just looking through all the transactions and stuff that's going on to try to keep up with it. I seem to sometimes have a hard enough time keeping up with our own transactions in our own organization, but you mentioned Cleveland. You have Andrew Miller going on the disabled list, and you turn around and they've put Jason Kipnis on a rehab assignment. That's the thing that a lot of, if you're a fan of your team, look and see how many of the players on the disabled list at this point in time are coming off the disabled list, are going on rehab assignments. Who are you getting back? There's some pretty significant names out there, like you mentioned, Scott, that are hurt, but also guys who are going on rehab assignments able to come back. And the Giants, Melanson is going on a rehab assignment, but I don't think he's going to make a difference for them this year. But you lose these guys. You lose a Kershaw. You lose these key guys, a Miller and Andrew Miller. It really hurts your club and can stunt some of the momentum you got going.
What's the month of August like for major leaguers, both if you're on a contending team and if you're not?
This is a loaded question, Mark.
No, you've been on both sides of the coin, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to tell you, August, even on a successful team, on these first-place teams, you start watching your position players, and you really start seeing, do they need a day off? Do they need time off? Managers and coaches have to watch the position players and say, hey, give the guy a Wednesday during a day game on the road off, knowing that you have Thursday off, so that you, it really is 2 days, two full days. And the tough thing in the National League is lots of times that guy ends up pinch hitting in the eighth or ninth inning, and it still gets their blood boiling. And it's you're trying to find, when can you give the position players time off? When can you give a starting pitcher? I was just listening to the Cardinals game and Brewers game today, and the Cardinals pulled Michael Walker maybe a little bit earlier than they would, because they're trying to keep him for the stretch run. And so August is one of the toughest months, because for teams, it doesn't matter if you're winning or you're losing. If you get into September for the losing team, that's a tough month. It is a tough month because you're just like, man, I'm going out here and I'm grinding through this, and we know we're not going to make it. But for the teams that are winning in September and late August, it's just a push, guys. You just, the adrenaline kicks in, and you just keep right on going, and you hope that you don't really have to come out of it until November.
Well, speaking of that, kind of it was a public spat between Mike Matheny and Yadier Molina with the Cardinals going back and forth, on which Mike Matheny was saying, hey, maybe Yadi needs a day off or something like that. And Molina, being the consummate pro he is, said, no, I want to play. So they had to wash that laundry out in public.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, and I know Mike's a good friend of mine, Yadi's a friend of mine, and those two guys are very stubborn human beings, and that's what is part of what really makes them good. And Yadi doesn't want to take a break, and Mike would like to not have to give him a break, but it's essential. And this has happened a lot more than what the media knows. And this happens with a lot of really good players. They don't want to come out of the lineup. Them and the manager bicker. Some of the players and coaches bicker because the coaches know and the managers know they need to give them a break, but the players don't want a break. But when it comes to catchers and watching Yadi, and Yadi is getting older, he may not want to admit it, but he is getting older. It's more the physical part of it, but a lot of it's the mental break. Those guys are in charge of everything that's going on, pitch calling, what's going on in the game, and so catchers need a break. And Yadi, I know him really well, he does need a break. I'm not just taking Mike's side of this, but from when you watch it, those catchers especially need a break, need a day where they're not even going to be thinking about what's going on in the ballgame.
Question for you on the text line, Cal, 0353, our resident Nationals fan, makes a point of the Nationals picking up Madsen and Doolittle, I'm sorry, in addition to Kinsler. I, for one, Cal, I wasn't sold on Kinsler as a long-term closer, although he did well for the first half for the Twins, but I guess your thoughts on his addition to the national staff.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I'm not saying he's a closer, but what the Nationals are trying to do is they're trying to get a bullpen that can compete with some of the bullpens that they're going to face in the playoffs and down the stretch here. I still think that Kinsler and Madsen and Doolittle, they all kind of fall in that second-tier bullpen kind of guy, and none of them are really closers in my mind. But they're going to try to mix and match and try to shorten the game. With Scherzer out, obviously Gio Gonzalez had a really good game, but they're trying to shorten the game. The Nationals are, and just as we did with in Kansas City, picking up a couple relievers from San Diego, and trying to get a power arm towards the end of the bullpen and making it so that your starters don't have to go so deep, because the playoffs, you have those extra days off. And the Nationals are going to get in. You know, they know they're going to get in. The Royals, we're hoping that we can hang on, because there's a lot of teams in the American League close to the wild card. So that's my idea of what they're trying to do. But I still think they could have really, really used a top-notch closer. But it's like the starting pitchers. Where are they? Who can you trade for?
Cal Elder joining us here, Thursday edition of the Gym Class. He'll be back with us next Tuesday at his usual time here on KGYM. With the Darvish trade, everything going on, playing 700 ball, guys getting game-winning hits in their first at-bats in the major leagues. How much pressure is on the Los Angeles Dodgers to win this whole enchilada right now?
You know, I guess maybe I don't know that there's that much pressure, even though they just continue to get into the playoffs and get beat. There is pressure. I think there will be pressure, more pressure. This may sound strange, but there's going to be more pressure if all their pitching is healthy. And if their number one guy is ready to roll, and his back isn't hurting him, there's going to be more pressure. They spent a lot of money. They're going to have the rookie of the year, And so I'm kind of going back and forth, and I know I'm kind of waffling on this answer, Scott. But I don't know. I think that they're looking at, we're going to be a good team for a while. They got Kershaw signed and got the closer signed, and Bellinger and some young players that are playing really well, and so. What I don't see them doing though is being lackadaisical about it, like we did see the Washington Nationals a few years back. The Dodgers are going for it; they're getting after it, and right now, I'd have to say, without a doubt, they're the favorite.
Ryan, excuse me, Ryan from Walford wants to know, Cal, what's a starting pitcher's routine between starts? It seems like a lot of them like to golf. Do they have the freedom to go as much as they like?
If they're healthy, the answer to that is yes. I was just talking to Leon Roberts. He's our hitting coach at the AA level in Northwest Arkansas, and he plays a lot of golf. And he said lots of athletes like that, pitchers, starting pitchers especially. If you remember back, Maddox, Glavine, Smoltz, Avery, they love to go play golf. It was something that they could compete at and know that it's not – life or death, but it's something that gets them away from the game and the pressures of the game of baseball that they face every 5 days. And so, but what you usually see is it's either the day after they pitch or 2 days after they pitch, they'll go play golf. Rarely do they play golf every 4 days on all 4 days. They've got work to do and they've got exercises they've got to do and weight training and all that good stuff. So most starting pitchers, if they like to play golf, will mix in around somewhere in their 4 or 5 day routine.
How about you start your top five as we get into the month of August here for this Thursday, Cal?
Well, I'll tell you, I almost needed to make two lists, guys. The list of the teams that I think are playing well and belong in the top five, and the list of the teams that I think made the best trades But I just kind of stayed with, who I think are hot, who's gonna continue to play well, and so I try to mix it. But I left Boston in at number five. There were a lot of teams that I thought could be in there. The Yankees could have been in there. Baltimore's now playing much better. So Colorado and Arizona, they have better records than Boston. So it's something. But I like what Boston's doing too. And so they're being left in at number five. And the Chicago Cubs are at number four, fellas. And I think they made a good move and getting some more relief help. But they did, for Cub fans, they did trade Jameer Candelario, an infielder from the Iowa Cubs. And I mentioned him last week. Good player. Now he's a Detroit Tiger. So then the Nationals are at number three. Houston's at number two. I still think Houston, you guys mentioned it, they're starting pitching. They need more help, even though they did go get Nelson Lariano. But at the top of the list, and I think they got better with this trade deadline, if Kershaw can be healthy and get back, they got an Iowa kid in the trade, guys, Tony Watson from Sioux City, Iowa, left-handed pitcher from the Pirates. He's now a Dodger, and there was another Iowa guy, actually, Jeremy Hellickson, went from Philadelphia to Baltimore, so... There are Iowans making a difference in the big leagues, but that's the top five, and the Dodgers at the top again.
Yeah, and Cubs in a delay right now after they got started one inning. May or may not have something to do with Zach Greinke pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The meteorology department is involved again, is it not?
Down 4-0 at this point.
Not a bad move, I'll tell you that.
What is there to do in beautiful Springdale, Arkansas, Cal?
Well, you know, it's home of basically the home of Walmart and Tyson Chicken. So I guess what we say is you can get cheap chicken in Springdale, Arkansas.
Just south of Bentonville. So you got that to look forward to.
North of Fayetteville and beautiful stadium down there. It's really cool. It's the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and they've been a good representation and affiliate for the Kansas City Royals for a while now, and they do take care of our kids down there.
Well, they're close, and that's what you want.
You bet.
Hey, Cal, safe travels. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right. That is Cal Elder. Joins us usually on Tuesdays, today on Thursday, because of some meetings. So we are happy to have him on this Thursday here on KGYM. We will take a break, come back, and update you on the poll question. Have more for you on the Thursday edition of the program.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at KGYMradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
And we are back at 3:55 to wrap things up on the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk Iowa State football, of course, Cyclone Media Day today. More on that coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here in just a little bit. Matt Campbell meeting the media. Iowa State getting ready. They've had a couple of days of practice, had a day off today. They'll go at it again coming up tomorrow. Iowa Media Day coming up on Saturday down in Iowa City. Complete coverage of that coming up on Monday. And then you and I had their media day, so 'tis the season, as they say, Mark.
It is indeed, and Monday we'll talk with Mike Halas. He is going to be in Canton, Ohio this weekend to cover the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Cedar Rapids product Kurt Warner, and we'll hopefully have some audio Monday as well on anything Kurt may or may not say about his little old high school or hometown or sportscasters or what have you.
Guys that called some of his Regis games.
I remember covering his basketball games as much as
so
football.
Great. He was a really good all-around athlete.
He really was.
Really was. In high school, might have even been better known as a basketballer than a football guy.
But
I think he did okay in the world of football. In case you missed it, Zach Johnson, 2-under today, correct?
1-under.
1-under.
1-under par 69 and 4-back of the leader, Thomas Peters.
Thomas Peters, the Belgian out in front right now. We've got football tonight. Keep your fingers crossed because there is weather moving into the Canton, Ohio area. Hopefully no lightning with that, but they played golf in Akron earlier today, moved everything up to avoid the rain. It's in going out of Chicago right now. It's making its way toward Ohio. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the football game will go off tonight. Dallas in Arizona, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. You can hear it right there. Twins baseball coming up tonight against the Texas Rangers on 107.5 FM. Good to have all three stations with sports on tonight.
Absolutely, and good luck tomorrow morning in the Senior City Amateur. Scott Unash and Senior in the same sentence. How about that?
That's the only bad part about it. I think I made the right choice, though. And Mr. Swan from Caddy's Mag as well.
Yes.
He will be golfing tomorrow. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all due to the financial hardship.